You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, community, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part, you, our listening audience, nominated the good souls from the Greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online each week. So today's good soul honoree is a man who's cleaning up brings light to communities many overlook. Raymond Gant is the man behind the Ray of Hope Project.
President, co-founder, CEO, treasurer, banker.
He started it 21 years ago to help fix the homes of those in need.
Roofing, plumbing, you know, electrical work, things that were structurally damaged in your home.
They provided free labor and materials for scores of families, but the effort evolved. Why? Well, he looked around.
There became a more greater need with our neighborhoods and the trash and the litter and the poverty of what was going on here in the city of Philadelphia.
It was an abundance of trash. I can't imagine my child walking down that block not knowing they're even going to step on a needle. It just didn't make me feel safe.
That's Deborah Colbert. She's referring to a visit she made to a block in Kensington. Colbert says she told Gant about it, and well, she says he got things done.
He's a guy who knows people and knows how to contact people.
Colbert has been a Ray of Hope volunteer for 7 years and says Mr. Ray, as she calls him, is more than a fixer. He spearheads neighborhood cleanups with volunteers from around the world and forces the powers that be to pay attention to places they tend to ignore. On top of that, he collects and gives toys, clothing, toiletries, even food to families in need.
I gave him that Black Santa. So that's how I see him, as a Santa Claus for many children.
And to be honest, he is kind of like a Santa.
Just a jolly man.
With a chuckle that's contagious.
A nice hearty laugh. Belly laugh, yeah.
But the laugh is a blessing. Just like his bout in prison.
I was a street hustler. You know, the drug dealers in Philadelphia put a hit on my life. They told me, yeah, you ain't gonna live to see your 31st birthday.
That was in 1987. Mr. Ray was 30. Luckily, he celebrated 31, but in a jail cell.
People want to say, you found God in prison. No. Prison actually saved my life. See, I found God when I came back out here. And I was chasing a girl. And I chased her straight to church.
And more than 2 decades later, while the girl is long gone, the 65-year-old is still on a mission.
All brand new coats.
With the first floor of his North Philly row home filled with items for others.
Everything went from gently used to all brand new stuff.
Most memorably, there's a wall of photos, cards, and notes from those he's helped and others who've helped him.
That's my wall of love.
From folks like Deborah's 17-year-old daughter, Jordan, who thinks Mr. Ray, oh yeah, she says he's a good soul.
Goes above and beyond for the community and the people in it, you know.
Just by cleaning things up in places where others won't. Yeah, that's good soul work, I would say. And while Mr. Ray will soon retire, to be called that?
That means that something being done right.
Ray Gant was nominated for the Good Souls Project by Joanna Branch, a longtime volunteer. She called him a good soul whose welcoming smile greets volunteers and harnesses their efforts to clean and re-clean the same blighted areas. She says his dedication and persistence has meant safer, cleaner neighborhoods and is ceaseless. Thanks, Joanna, for your nomination. If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, Tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.